Well, they might,
well, I'll check on the windshield.
Now listen, here we're down to 41.
Okay, good.
Oh, it just went to 40.
Now, so it's where's the All-Star game even this weekend? You know, got any idea?
I know, yeah. That was a really
What a horrible question to ask you.
I said it yesterday.
All right, if you know where the All-Star game is and you're right, I got a prize for you. 695-1620.
We gotta find the right answer. 695-1620.
Well, yeah.
That's easy enough.
You probably ought to do that. Yeah. If you know where the NBA, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you care where the NBA game, All-Star game is.
Let's see. Oh, I know now.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
See, now look how long that took.
Yeah.
I mean, in the time you could have been actually dialing and had somebody else in your house looking for it.
That smacks of effort.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
And but you said NBA, and they all went back to sleep.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So
notice how the phones ring.
What's the answer?
It's in Orlando.
He is correct.
Is it? Really? Wow. Are you a big NBA fan?
Yes, I am.
Really?
Really.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just wondering. Do you watch a lot of it live, or do you watch it streaming, or do you watch the highlights on SportsCenter? How do you consume your NBA?
I usually just watch the highlights on SportsCenter.
Yeah, I could understand, because that way you get to see all the slam dunks.
What's your favorite team?
I'd have to say...
That tough, is it? Okay, so
I said the Mavericks are the reigning champions. Yeah.
All right, so since you're an NBA fan, so what's your name?
Andrew Hansen.
Andrew Hansen. Andrew, since you're an NBA fan, I've got tickets for Texas.
Oh wait, I'm sorry. It's Harris Hansen.
Wait.
I'm smelling fraud.
Excuse
me.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, you need to know your name.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
One of the little prerequisites that we have here.
I was gonna give him tickets to A&M baseball since he's an NBA fan, but don't know who he is. But that's fine. We got the answer. So thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now,
you want a bonus?
Okay.
Not necessarily for competition. I just think it's funny. The naming rights for the gym in Orlando where they play.
Gym.
I noticed I called it a gym, yeah.
Gym?
The arena where they're playing this. It's the Amway Arena.
Oh really?
Great. God, they got stuff stacked up in the...
Do you think they have that detergent down there in the basement?
Yeah. They got soap stacked up in the end zones.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Do you know your name?
Yeah. If I know my name, can I have baseball tickets?
No, you can't have baseball tickets, but thanks anyway. No, but here's the deal. Is you can't do anything to reward Jeremy Lin. Which, I mean, are they going to have him there? Do they just have a Jeremy Lin booth or something so people can meet him or see him? Because this guy has done more for the NBA in the last 2 weeks than any of those Mozons are going to be playing, right? I mean, so shouldn't you pay some sort of homage to him? What do you think, guys?
Oh, sure, why not?
Sure.
Oh, what do I care?
Sure. He's a passing fad, you know.
Now, but it's very interesting because Fins, which is a division of the Wall Street Journal, has written an article that is called The Career Lessons of Jeremy Lin, and that we can all learn something from what has happened to this guy. Because here was somebody cut by two teams, including the Houston Rockets, and now... is, of course, again, part of it is because he's in New York, but he's pretty much just gone viral. Reading yesterday, he has 1,000 endorsement deals that he can be looking
at. Yeah, if he was playing for Sacramento, this would not be the case.
Right. So New York is certainly part of it, but that's what they say. This is one of the things, and that is find the culture that fits you. And that's something that everybody can do is you're looking for a job. Find the culture that fits you, the company that you feel good about, the company that you can work for a while. Many people now build their resume working at places 2 years and moving on and 2 years and moving on and a year and a half and moving on. Instead, find some place where you can be happy and become part of that. Also, stay persistent. He had failed to impress talent scouts. Again, the Golden State Warriors and the Rockets cut him. The New York Knicks went ahead and offered him a one-year contract. He signs and look where he is now. Find a new way to add value. He became a huge success story because of his ability to shoot and pass with such dexterity in addition to his determination and effort. Stay persistent. And be clear about your goals. The first step to career success is having an end in mind. And he is an example of that. So the real life lessons, those are just four of the eight that are out there, but lessons that we can all learn from this little guy, Jeremy Lin. Oh, of course, going to Harvard and graduating probably doesn't hurt, but nonetheless.
That speaks to persistence right there.
Yeah, that just means that he'll have a life after basketball. And he won't be Allen Iverson. Did you hear about this guy?
Mm.
Okay, Allen Iverson, of course, we all remember him.
Is he wrestling polar bears yet?
And once again, not a Boy Scout. And of course, there are a lot of people in the NBA who aren't Boy Scouts, that's for sure. But this guy's broke.
Really?
Allen Iverson is broke. One of the things that he would spend money on is he hated to carry luggage. So every stop while on the road, he would buy clothes to wear. And then when they left the city, he just left the clothes there or gave them away.
Wow.
I mean, really? So that's one of the reasons, one of the many reasons why Allen Iverson is out of money. Hello?
I turned on.
What are you doing awake at this time?
To mindless chatter, and I hear the NBA.
Well, yeah. Doesn't that qualify?
Yeah.
Oh, it's beyond that.
Oh.
But Jeremy Lin has been added to the Future Stars competition at the All-Star Game. They quickly had to find some place for him last week, and the commissioner, being who he is, stepped in and put him on the Future Stars team.
Now, this tells me, I guess they get like special uniforms or something, and they probably had a limited number of those. Who got bumped off the Future Stars team so that Jeremy Lin suddenly could play?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think John Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Right, I knew the guy.
Brown, actually.
Yes, good. Thank you. All right. Okay, so he's in the Future Stars list, huh?
Yeah.
That'll be great. He's only 6'3", right? I mean, and again, in my world, that's pretty tall, but in the NBA world, I mean, that's itty-bitty, and he's out there running around with those guys. Yeah, it'll be interesting. We'll see what happens. Oh, so College Station wants to do a book about their history, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're coming up on 75 years.
Right.
There seems to be some discussion as to, you know, the book itself.
Which is pretty much water under the bridge.
They
just went back and were talking about it.
Now, the thing is, strangely enough, I have a couple of ideas. I mean, I'm just thinking a way to help the city of College Station as they approach 75 years, because, you know, some of us will be dead by the time we get to 100, so why not go for 75?
You don't know that.
Some of us will be dead. Not all of us, but some of us will. So seizing this opportunity, the city of College Station, I think, needs to do everything they can to make this a marketable book and make it memorable. And, you know, we've all seen books. You know, like what is the cover of the book going to look like? We don't have any idea. What is the format of the book going to be on the inside?
Pop-up.
Well, that's my first thought. How about a pop-up book?
Really? Oh, okay.
Sure. I mean, you turn to the middle and boop, there's the plaza right there.
Mm-hmm.
At least for now.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, later on it might collapse, but nonetheless,
you could turn. you could pull a little lever and then it would collapse.
Could do that.
Yeah.
You know,
that'd
could have
awesome.
These. Remember when we had the smokestack, the big smokestack that said Texas A&M on it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Could have that in there. We didn't have that many water towers, but I mean, we could still have the All Britain Tower right there,
mm-hmm.
and then Kyle Field, at least as it stands now, you know, that could pop up. Have the Oceanography and Meteorology Building. I mean, so we have
you're picking up way too many landmarks that are on the Texas A&M campus.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So I guess the collapsible plaza would be good.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll call that the collapsible plaza building because, again, it may collapse before it's over. And then let's see. And then I guess we have a couple of water towers in College Station that we could put in the pop-up. But my other thought is that you could also do like a Pat the Bunny book.
A Pat the Bunny book?
Yeah, you know, Pat the Bunny, the book that...
You mean like that has real bunny fur?
Well, yeah, it has little touchy-feely things in there. You open it up, see?
Yeah, okay.
You remember that. Yeah, I don't know if you bought that for your kids or not, but
have you been taking inventory at the store this week?
Well, no.
Apparently so, having solved all the other problems.
Yeah. So, I mean, couldn't we do that? I mean, we could have a little pothole in there someplace or something, you know, just something. A lot of grass. And
silt?
to silt. We could do wonderful. We could do a little bag of artificial silt or something that you could open up and
you could open a page and like a little egret could pop up.
Could do that. I mean,
no, that would have been Brian.
Well, it could fly from Brian to the Speedway.
This would be Grackles if you want anything.
If it's, that's true.
You could push it. It could be one of those kids, you know, because what's popular now with kids books is you have the panel of buttons over on the side that coordinate with sound effects. You could do the loud percussive sound effects like you have to run the bird off.
That's true. The explosion. The electronic explosions or whatever to do that. So, I mean, I think between the pop-up book and the Pat the Bunny thing, that we may have some opportunities for the city to at least come up with a memorable format that they might want to use. If I mean, because, again, as you say, they've obviously decided they're going to do it. But, you know, if you're going to spend $10,000 and you got an author
Well, you could do a coloring book with limited amounts of colors available.